Greetings. We're happy to be here with you once again to be able to share with you the messages of holy love that Blessed Mother gives to the missionary servants of holy love. We are here with Donna Maureen Kyle, and my name is Judy Heinickel. I'm a missionary servant of holy love. Today's topic is going to be humility. Hopefully, we don't have to know how to practice it in order to discuss it. We've got ample material from the source of humility, Jesus and Mary, to help us along this path. So before we begin, Don, would you like to start with a prayer?
Okay, this is a prayer for humility. It was given by Our Lady about 14 years ago. Dear Jesus, recreate my heart today in humility. Let my every thought, word, and deed be for your greater honor and glory, and ever my own. Show me the areas of pride in my life, and help me to overcome my pride. I ask this in your most holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Don. Well, now this topic, once again, we've had many messages about, because humility is the basis of so many of the other virtues. It goes hand in hand with holy love, which they've told us many times. Jesus himself has been addressing it a lot this year, apparently because we need it. And so one definition he gave at one time in February of this year was, I showed compassion to those who wronged me, but for so many, it is too much of a challenge to their love and humility to return love and forgiveness for insult and injury. You must love me more than you love yourself. I have commanded it. And that seems to be at the root of humility, is understanding where we are before God, as opposed to thinking we're a lot closer than we actually are. Don, did you have any messages you'd like to begin with to help us start to understand humility a little bit?
The differences between humility and holy love are very, very, actually there's not much difference between the two. As we walk in the ways that Our Lady has taught us through all these apparitions these last 15 years, she's taken us into her Immaculate Heart, the gateway to the New Jerusalem, the gateway to divine love, her heart's holy love. And the deeper she takes us in to her heart, the deeper she brings us also into the divine love in the heart of her Son. As we live and as we pray and as we sacrifice, you talked about the taking us to the sublime heights. And here's a message from July of 98. Our Lady stated that, dear children, tonight I desire to take you to the sublime heights of trust and confidence in my grace. You can only travel this road with me, my little ones, if you choose humility, for trust is the fruit of humility. And if you know with what love I call you upon this path, you would never waver. And so, my little ones, I'm blessing you with my motherly blessing. But she talks about the humility, holy love, surrender, they all blend in, and this is just part of it. Maureen, I think you had the message from Jesus from January about a lesson on humility that he had given to you.
Yes, I do, Don. Jesus said, today I will teach you about holy humility, as humility and love go hand in hand. A soul cannot progress along the path to the kingdom of divine love outside of either of these two. The humble soul has died to his self-will. He has surrendered all to me and I to the Father. The humble one is like a little child who takes direction easily and entrusts all aspects of his well-being to his parents. It is the humble who progress rapidly in the spiritual life, bringing many souls to me. He succeeds in this by performing unpleasant tasks without complaint and in hiddenness. The truly humble is repelled by compliments, positions of importance, or power. Insults are of no consequence to the humble. Reputation has been surrendered to me. The humble one does not take pride in his opinion, spirituality, or any attribute God has granted him. How does one achieve humility? Guard against the enemy of humility, which is pride. It was pride that told Satan to say, I will not serve. Practice humility of heart in pride's place. I will help you if you ask. It is I who call you into the kingdom of my heart.
Last night, we were watching a special on EWTN on St. Therese the Little Flower. And do you recall what she said, what some of her last words that she said about humility?
No, I remember she said her vocation was love.
Her vocation was love, and with the love based in humility. Mm-hmm. And that was her whole life.
It was her whole life. It's beautiful. Jesus really gave us a lot of specific examples of how to practice humility in that quote you just gave, Maureen, and he told us to ask for it. Well, we have to be careful that when we ask, he will give us the opportunities to practice it. He warned us of that. Blessed Mother warned us in October of 93. My little child, come to understand everything in God's permitting will is an opportunity to grow in holiness. If you are impatient or do not trust, God allows opportunities to arise where you can practice patience and trust. If the soul lacks humility or is self-seeking, he will be given opportunities to grow in the virtues needed. All things are God's will, and every soul is given the chance to enter the portal of sanctity. The more the soul cooperates with the grace of the present moment, the deeper they are drawn into my heart. So if we ask for humility, we're probably going to get humiliations.
Our Lady covered that also in July. Part of that was she stated that that our faith all over the world is under attack. And she said, children, tonight I ask you to pray for the grace to surrender this mission of my heart. And to be able to surrender, you must trust. And in order to trust, you must love with a humble heart. Therefore, see that all virtues depend upon a love that proceeds from humility. I need your surrender for all the troubles you that stands in the way of love that's in your hearts also spills out into the world.
It's pretty easy to see how if we're really humble and we understand that everything good comes from God and nothing good comes from ourselves, that certainly will lead to the trust and surrender they've been asking us for repeatedly. And it seems most of the messages about humility keep linking back to the trust and the surrender and the meekness and the simplicity, those things that most of us are having, well, I'll speak for myself, I'm having plenty of trouble with.
Judy, we all do, and that's what we have to do daily is to surrender our pride, because we all have pride, and the Lord's talked about every root of every sin comes from pride. Mm-hmm. So we need to really focus on that in every present moment.
That's right. She did tell us about that once again in March of 95, when she said, when you see all others as more holy than yourself, you are progressing in humility and moving along the path of holiness I call you upon. You should never be satisfied with where you are spiritually. This is Satan's deception. Always ask Jesus to help you to be more holy. Such a prayer offered with a sincere heart will not go unanswered. And I think that asking ourselves about humility is part of the examination of conscience every evening, too, isn't it? Here's another quote. Humility is the basis of holy love. So many find it too difficult to absorb my message of holy love because they are full of pride. Or once again, dear children, my message to you tonight is as humble and simplistic as my son's birth in the manger. Seek Jesus with the shepherds from the hillside and the wise men from the east. Seek Jesus. Let your gift to him be your heart in the present moment. Seek Jesus. I invite you to see that the more you practice a virtue, the more it becomes part of you. Therefore, practice humility and confidence, and I will lead you to faith. And so faith, hope, charity, all we will have more of if we've got the humility to accept them.
She also covered that with these virtues, you cannot love as I ask you to love.
Without these, is it with?
Without these virtues, you cannot love as I ask you to love.
Mm-hmm. She warned us about, this was Jesus warning us about Satan trying to interfere with our humility, which of course he would be an expert at doing.
He's always there trying to do that.
He was so good at pride that he knows how to encourage us in that direction. In June of 98, Jesus said, if Satan cannot destroy your peace, he will be defeated in his efforts. Do not cooperate with him. Discover, my beloved, that trust and peace go hand in hand. Humility is the foundation of trust. Love is the ground which the foundation of humility rests upon. Love lays the groundwork for every virtue. Humility is the foundation of every virtue. So then, as I call you along, always along the path of confidence in me, see that first you need to love me unconditionally and with humility. What a lesson for all people and every nation if they would but open their hearts to me and listen. Jesus is always pleading with us to listen to him, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Marina, I think you had another message you wanted to read us where humility is described rather graphically.
Yes, this one involved a vision. Jesus showed me a big staircase. It reached up to the sky. He came and he said, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to discuss the stairway with you. It is indeed the stairway of holiness that leads to heaven. Each step represents a virtue. The mortar between the bricks, the stairway was made of bricks, represents holy love, as love binds all virtues together. You will notice that the first step is very great compared to the others. It can only be mounted with sincere effort and choice of free will. It is humility. None of the other steps or virtues are attainable without humility of heart. The soul needs to really submit to that step. It is not mounted through false pretense. Looking at the railing alongside the steps, Jesus said, this is what the soul clings to in order to stay on the staircase. Do you understand what it represents? It is simplicity. Through simplicity, the soul keeps its focus on God in the present moment. See the angels I have given you to help you climb. There were angels all along the sides of the steps. Do not be afraid of falling. Once you begin, the angels will assist you. The door at the top of the stairs is the doorway to my heart, the door of divine love. I will bless your efforts in making this known.
It's a beautiful, beautiful description of that great big humongous step of humility is at before we can get to anything else. You know, he at least understands the crosses in our life and why we need the angels. And in fact, Blessed Mother did describe the humility and the cross to us back last year in July. She said, I invite you to see that truth separates good from evil. This is at the heart of the Holy Love message. No one can enter the flame of my heart unless he's willing to surrender his soul to the grace of the present moment and to abandon evil. Further, please understand that my beloved Son redeemed the world not because he suffered and died, but because he accepted his cross and surrendered to it. So many people, my dear one, remain in the garden of the Gethsemane, suffering over and over the same anguish, for they refuse to surrender and accept the crosses God gives them. In this act of pride, interesting that not accept surrendering to our cross is an act of pride. In this act of pride, they reject God's will for them. No one is without a cross. Every cross has purpose. Every cross brings with it special grace. God does not abandon those who suffer for him in humility. Pride does not understand humility or the cross. My coming to you is to assist you in your trials through the solemn refuge of my heart. It is the hour of truth, the hour of many graces, the hour of trials for souls. Believe. And so we can see that humbly accepting God's will means humbly accepting the crosses that we will be part of each life.
And that's where Satan comes in once again with his arrows of pride. There's a statement here. I wish to describe to you the soul deep in holiness through holy love and humility. The hallmark of such a soul is peace. How many of us have that constant peace, whether it's part of the day or all day, or some people never have it at all? This is true, for the soul has overcome Satan's arrows of pride, and therefore the soul is found to be gentle, patient, forgiving, understanding, easily corrected, joyful, and last but not least, wise. The more these traits are recognizable, the holier the soul. I will deeply bless each soul's effort to attain holiness. And Our Lady and Jesus both ask us to ask them for help, for the grace to live in that virtue of humility.
You know, they gave us that beautiful chart on self-love and holy love quite some time ago, and frequently throughout these messages, I'm not honing in on one right this minute, though we are told that self-love is an inordinate self-love is the opposite of humility. So if we're not loving God above all else and seeing our relationship to Him the way it actually is, we're loving ourselves inordinately, right? Too much.
We always look that way, which how everything affects us, rather mm-hmm. than if we can totally forget ourselves, live in love of God and our neighbor, basically we hardly ever even think of ourselves other than most probably some of the crosses that we need to carry, maybe that we don't want to be carrying, but like you just stated, by the acceptance of the crosses that Jesus has given to us, we can obtain great holiness and be able to move the hearts of many other souls for their conversions.
Jesus gave us a little example of that in an analogy he gave about the grains of sand, which I love any of those about grains of sand, because we can see how teensy tiny we really are in the whole scheme of things. And he said, August 28th of last year, "My child, I desire each soul understands the greatness of my love and my mercy. Higher than the greatest mountain is my divine love. Deeper than the greatest depth of the sea is my mercy. Number the grains of sand on every beach, and you will understand the numbers of graces I hold in store for those who trust in my love and mercy. But alas, how many challenge this grace by their lack of trust. What a piercing wound it is when a heart closes to me through lack of trust. To receive the fullness of my grace, you must trust me. It is not possible to trust in my provision a little or part of the time. You trust when you have confidence in me always. Trust proceeds from a loving, humble heart. If you do not surrender to holy love, holy humility, you will not believe in me. Then you will not be ready for any situation. I have sent my mother to you to prepare your hearts in holy love, holy humility, and trustful surrender to my provision. The untrusting will miss many opportunities for grace. Thus they will suffer more, and I will suffer with them. Respond, surrender. It is what is left in the present moment." Once again, that beautiful message, he was emphasizing two things. How so frequently holy love, humility, and holy humility, this phrase, holy love and holy humility, are linked together. Mm-hmm. They usually say those two things very, very much together. And then always right to the trust. Can't have the trust unless we have the humility.
Jesus had stated that every virtue is practiced by a movement of each person's own free will, and it's infused into the soul through the persevering practice of virtue. But first, the soul must choose holy love, which is the soil. And through the holy love being the soil, all other virtues, most especially humility, henceforth grow.
We have to have the humility, and we have to choose it. It's all left up to us. We need to choose, and once we've chosen, well, of course, then we ask for help, and we get it. Like we said at the beginning, lots of opportunities to practice humility. And
Lord, help us with these crosses.
That's right. In August, we got a lot about humility last year in August. Blessed Mother said, "I have come to change hearts, to teach you how to live in love and humility in the present moment. It is only in this way you will be ready for everything, everything. It is only in this way you will be able to trust. Through trust, you will be open to opportunities of grace. Without trust, based in love and humility, many graces will pass you by. You will not recognize my son's provision, as his providing grace often comes clothed as a cross." Isn't that great? They tell us to trust in his provision. Okay, good, he's going to provide, and it comes as a cross. That was a great disappointment to me. But then she goes on, "You cannot surrender if you do not first love with a humble heart. If you only knew how grace has already proven itself to you, you would believe in divine provision."
And the more we surrender to that cross, the more grace the Lord gives to us to carry it.
secret.
But when we fight against the cross, what happens, Judy?
I think we fall. I think we... And the cross stays with us. We have no joy. We're overcome by the cross. Maureen, you had something you were going to just add there, I think.
I forgot what it was.
The thought fleeted away. Another thing they told us in September of last year is humility saves you from taking pride in what grace has achieved. If we always remember that what we may have achieved has come to us through the grace of God, that's an essence of humility. I can't quite remember if you just told us this one, Don, but this is a beautiful thought. Contemplate for a moment the perfection I draw you to. Every virtue is an imitation of him who is perfection itself. Every virtue is based on humility and built up in love. And so this is what every heart is called to be, humility and love. The more you make Christ the center of your heart, the more he will be the center of your lives. All evil is based on self-love, as we were talking about before. Therefore, see how important it is to put yourself last and God first, which of course is the definition of a holy love, God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. This is the order in which people need to live and base their priorities. It is when this order is disturbed that all sorts of evil confusion comes in. See that mankind himself invites evil into his heart, his life, and the world around him. Do not make so much of your own ideas and plans. When things do not unfold as you think they should, you then become agitated instead of seeing it as God's plan for you. In all things, maintain a humble attitude and you will be at peace. Desire holiness, long for it. I will bless you. Okay, we're getting down to the end of our time here. Is there some one thing that you wanted to share with us yet, Don? No, he's shaking his head.
No, Judy.
Oh, okay. All right, here's one from Blessed Mother that's delightful because, once again, she's talking to us about crushing the serpent with her heel, which she's told us a number of times. The heel is holy love. This is December 3rd. The heel that will crush the head of the serpent is comprised of my little ones, those consecrated to the flame of holy love. Satan is confounded by their humility and simplicity. Many of these little ones are part of my army of victim souls. They are drawing souls to me. They are drawing mercy from the heart of my son. Because of these, the hour of tribulation, the hour preceding God's justice, has been lengthened. Do not mistakenly presume God's justice is not coming, but understand God's love for you and his mercy upon you. So she's really relying on this army of humble souls to get us through these end times. And so once again, we thank you for listening and being with us, and we invite you to continue on through the next portion of our program, which is our prayer. Be sure to pray for humility. We're going to do the Chaplet of the United Hearts and the Rosary. Thank you. Tune in again next week.